Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Max City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre. We're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit it with the intro.
What are you up, boss? Welcome to the Max City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Norell Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the Drive-In Movie Theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
Did you hear me clear my throat?
100%.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, sorry guys, I had to clear my throat there and during the commercials. So big shout out to Norell Toyota, Keith Fadnimmer, all the boys and girls down at Norell. Thank you for being our title sponsor. We do appreciate the ongoing support. So listen, I'm not sitting crisscross applesauce right now because my feet are loving the rug. I don't think you can see that on camera, and that's okay.
You can
okay.
see the rug.
But you can't see my feet just like enjoying it.
You can see the ankles. You get the idea.
Yeah. Ugh, it's so soft. Honestly, if I wouldn't get yelled at, I might be barefoot. I'm not going to lie. Most of the time when we're not filming, I am barefoot.
I mean, I can always just like zoom in that camera a little bit.
And yeah.
Doesn't matter what's on those feet anymore.
Yeah, there we go. But if I put it up here, all of a sudden you see. And GP would rage. So
does he still watch?
Oh, yeah.
Shout out GP.
Yeah. He doesn't watch as often anymore. He's mad at us.
Why?
Because the show's not live. Show's not live.
Well, it is.
And I say, Dad, it is. Like, we film it. He's like, not the same. It's not happening live. I don't have the same kind of interest. All right. What you going
to
do?
It's weird to think that you would need that thing to be going on at the exact same moment to want to be pay attention to it.
Yeah. It's a mental roadblock that he has. So.
We all got those.
I'm mad at him.
No, so. Me neither. He watches more than we do.
That's right. That's right. Facts. So, it's cold outside. That's why I'm wearing this toque. I love winter. I have no issue with winter. Fall and spring?
That's a lie.
Fall and spring? I don't like fall and spring, bro.
You got an issue with winter. One very specific issue.
Oh, the temperature.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I dress accordingly. Like, that's why I don't have beef with winter. And with winter, I can do lots of things in regards to snowshoeing, snowboarding, going for a walk in the woods, building an igloo, being in the hot tub. Like, there's a lot of winter activities that I really do enjoy, and you just dressed appropriately for them, right? Overdress, in my case, for these winter activities. But when you're dealing with cold temperatures like this and, like, random snow, there's no activities that you can do in the spring or fall.
Yeah, you can.
Like, let me hear them.
Biking.
I don't, it's all like...
Oh, so this is how this is going to go. I'm going to give you a bunch of examples, and you're going to go, oh, well, here's the reason why I don't want to do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's still...
Lots of activities. You're just a baby.
That's right. Facts. Facts, 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 facts.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the in-between season, I am a baby, and I don't like them. And what I really don't like about spring is it's a tease, because I like the summer for driving Ruby. So I'm just like, let's get this on the go already. Ruby's waiting in the garage.
So what did you feel about that, like, before you had her?
Skateboarding.
Fair.
Skateboarding. I was just like, let's come on. Let's go cruise on the longboards or the cruisers. Come on, let's
Yeah, so let's what you're saying is you've always had something to complain about.
That's right.
That's nice. I'm happy for you.
You got to have something in life.
Especially you.
Yeah, you got to have something.
Dig real hard to find that one
That's
thing.
Right. That's right. Facts. So this week, this whole week of shows has been dedicated to the Imagination Library. Yeah, jinx. Pinch poke, you owe me a Coke.
My whole job is talking.
Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, on jinx. But yeah, so I am going to be the MC. Tonight is the first event. There's three on Saturday, and there's one on Sunday. I got to be honest, we're not filming this on the Friday. So hopefully you're watching this and you're like, oh, I got to get my tickets. And they're sold out.
That's the
hope.
That's the goal.
Yeah. Now, if you are watching this and tickets are still available, please go out and get them. But I know for a fact that Friday is sold out. Yes. Done, dusted.
And that was before any filming took place about it, right?
That's right. So tickets are hot. So go get them. Big shout out to your mom's friend. Who's your mom's friend who is a principal at a school?
Lisa Hilsentager.
Boom. Big, I knew. I just wanted to make you laugh is why I put it like that.
Shout outs to your friends, moms,
yeah.
too, Elliot.
Yeah, fair enough. So Lisa hooked me up big time. I need a costume for this event because it's all costume based and I'm not a costume type of guy. And I honestly lost track of time, so I didn't have enough time to order anything. So Lisa allowed me to come into the school because she's the principal of the Performing Arts School in Fort McMurray. And I got to go through the closet and get a few costumes for this weekend.
Is the one you were wearing right now Hipster Santa?
No, Hipster Santa, no. But hey, stay tuned. There is going to be the hobo trying to look cool and the homeless Gucci model pictures coming up on the page relatively quickly here.
Yeah, so we'll see who wins the battle.
Yeah,
we need to start like a tournament tree.
Yeah. Which one of Elliot's looks is the one we're going with?
Yeah, we'll have him dress you up for a rave.
Yeah,
have like a pants tournament, a shirts tournament, all that.
And then I'd be down for that.
Wear what the audience picks.
I'd be down for that. I did that one time years ago when I was winning an award at Keanu College. I like put out, hey, these are the suits I'm gonna wear. People picked a suit. This is the tie I'm gonna wear. People picked a tie and shoes and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I could do that outside of suits.
And, like, you would have to do it, like, rave clothes and, like, trust the internet. And then hopefully they just pick something terrible for you to wear.
That's right.
Because I will be there to hold you accountable.
That's right. I have to say, though, homeless cool guy. No, sorry. What was the first? It was a homeless guy trying to look cool.
Yeah.
And homeless Gucci model.
Mm-hmm.
Both looks quite comfortable in their own way.
And honestly, you still look better than the average person.
That's right. I think I pulled off both looks.
Yeah, 100%.
I think I pulled off both looks.
Like homeless Gucci model is still a Gucci model.
That's right. That's right.
Like, you're still on that stage strutting that stuff, and somebody scouted him.
That's right. That's exactly it. So
he just needs to sleep in those clothes 365 days a year outside.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Yeah. So anyways, back to costumes. Lisa hooked me up. So I have, let me look at my phone. I have three costumes, I believe. And these are the names that I've given the costumes.
You're not going to keep one to yourself?
No. Because it's going to, like, this for the kids
for
are
the
primarily there. They're not going to know. So I've got one of them. I'm calling him Greybeard the Pirate. That's one costume, Greybeard the Pirate.
Standing an eye patch to what you're wearing?
I don't know if I'm going to go with an eye patch because I think that might be a little bit discombobulating. I'm thinking about it. We're going to test it out.
You're not a pirate without, you either do that or a wooden leg.
Oh, nice. Maybe I go with a wooden leg. I could design something like that. Okay. So Pirate Greybeard. Then I've got Prince Pierre. Prince Pierre is pretty fly. That's pretty easy, though.
Princess Pierre
as Alicia. Yeah. Did you call Alicia about this? You must be reading her mind.
No, I've just witnessed it.
There you go. And then I've got Elliot the Dragon from Puff the Magic Dragon. So those are the three costumes. So there's five events, but I got three costumes on the go. So big shout out to Lisa for helping me find those costumes and hooking me up today. Do appreciate it.
You going to do two costumes once?
Yeah.
Or two costumes twice, sorry.
Yeah. One costume twice. Yeah. Because
Doing the twice?
Prince Pierre.
Mm-hmm,
because on the nights, it's Friday and Saturday night, are the same thing. It's Once Upon a Time. So it's like the same thing, different kids. So I'll double down on that costume for that night.
So why prince and not king? Is it because you work with me or?
Oh, I like your confidence level. Nope, because I'm going to, like, I guess some of the adults might hear this. The real kings are the dads who bring their children to the event.
That's not me.
So
whatever the opposite of that is.
Yeah, that's right.
I'd be the dad who left his kid at the event.
That's right. So, yeah, I've got, like, when I've emceed a bunch of things before, but I've never emceed like a children's event. So I'm kind of thinking that's where the costumes come into play. How do I get interactive with the kids? Usually like an adult event, you tell a joke or you tell a story or stuff, but
I feel like you're going to method act for the prince one.
Yeah.
You know, really get into character.
Oh, for all of them. All of them.
That prince one a little more than the rest.
Yeah. And the crown I got, it exceeds expectations. I thought I was just going to get like a gold crown, but this thing is like, it's regal.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it's real.
Yes and no. It's real in regards to like
it exists.
It exists, but it's a costume. It's a costume
that
crown.
That is a shock.
Yeah,
I'm I'm super surprised. It's the first thing you can put on that is fake.
That's right. That's right. I wanted to get a real one, but like, and I was going to if I would have been proactive, but time got the best of me.
And you're telling me you want Ted? Like, you're not still actively looking for a crown?
Yeah, I'm actively still looking for a crown. Yeah, but
shout out any jewelers if they want to want to put a tiara on this princess here. She's waiting for one.
Yeah, the I found some like good crowns that I would have got just like because, and I would have been happy with them. But now, like, I'm going down a rabbit hole of finding like the. I know, like, I visualize what I really want the crown to look like, very similar to like the crown that Biggie Smalls wore, like in the iconic picture with him.
Yeah. One that you on your first rave shirt.
Yes. Yeah. Bingo bango. That is exactly the crown. So something like that.
Whitest thing you've ever seen.
Bingo bango?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I've listened. There's one thing that I say that always gets a laugh every time I say it. And sometimes when you slip, I go like, oopsie daisy. Every time I say it, it makes me laugh. And everybody around too is like, you're a grown man saying whoopsie daisy?
I'm going to start just creating a list of weird stuff you say.
Yeah, yeah. Alicia, big shout out to Alicia. She calls people, you're kooky booky. You're so kooky booky.
That sounds like it's something I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, that's right. And something that, like, I don't, like, I never thought this was, like, a slur, and I still don't think it is, personally. But, like, when somebody's, like, acting crazy as a kid, I used to be called this, and I've been calling Keegan it, but, like, all of a sudden I saw this, like, Facebook page where it could be not a good thing. I call him a kook. Oh, you crazy kook?
Yeah, or, like, wow, they're kind of kooky.
That's right. So, but supposedly, like, kook.
For what race?
It's, like, it's a surf slang.
Yeah, but what race is it racist against?
I don't think it's a I don't think it's a race thing necessarily. It's just like bad behavior.
Okay, well then I'm not gonna stop saying it.
That's right. So yeah, so the Pierres have a bunch of little, you know, weird little things.
You can put it on record as I am not a scared to offend surfers as a whole.
There you go. I got a question for you because I noticed it and I didn't want to bring it up until the show because I wanted to hear the answer on camera. Mm-hmm. What's up with the finger?
Oh, I was trying to lift a tire and I just, like, sliced it on a rim. Yeah, it's all right. It's just like toilet tissue and painter's tape.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a man's Band-Aid.
That really is. Yeah. And so I was like, well, I wonder what happened. And then, like, at first when I saw it, I thought you had broke your finger. It looked like one of those official, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got closer. I'm like, no, that's ghetto.
Yeah, 100%. That's ghetto. That's hillbilly.
That's right. Yeah. So,
but I can, like, take it on and off. Like, look.
Oh yeah, whose tire were you replacing?
I wasn't replacing anybody's tire. I was out to dinner and somebody needed a tire lifted up, and I lifted the tire up.
Okay, there you go. Where do you go out for dinner? You know we like to talk about food.
I went out to dinner in Thickwood.
Oh, is that somebody's house?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were restauranting it up. Okay.
I was just. Trying to keep the anonymity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I'm not going to ask any more questions then, especially because my questions might have put you on blast.
But steak and pasta and salad.
Did you make it or did they make it?
They make it.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave it alone at that then.
Yeah.
So we're just going to assume it was delicious.
It was good.
So speaking of steak, we have an invite to the keg.
Yeah.
I don't know when we're going to do it because we're heavy on episodes right now, so it won't be for a little bit.
Hey, I'm willing to push some episodes for some steak.
Yeah, but we're going to go film some Max City morning shows at the Keg here in Fort McMurray, so big shout out to the Keg up and coming. We're going to be coming to film with the boys and girls there. I'm thoroughly looking forward to it.
What's your go-to breakfast food?
You're going to be very disappointed to hear this, world, but nothing. I don't eat breakfast.
Yeah. I'm not saying what do you eat at, what's your go-to meal at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm saying what's your go-to breakfast food?
Oh, because you can eat breakfast at any time. This is true. Facts. Facts. Bacon. Bacon. I love bacon. But like, that's an item. Yeah. But if I'm making breakfast, I'm going to make
bacon
like
and eggs.
Bacon, eggs, sunny side up.
Mm-hmm.
I like a little bit of sourdough toast. like that sourdough toast. Love that sourdough toast. Also, put on top of that, there, I want some good sausages, but you got to cook the sausages, right? Tons of people drop the ball on that one. And then you got some pancakes with some syrup and a few slices of cheese.
So your favorite breakfast is like a pancake and egg breakfast.
Yeah.
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 Bacon and like sausage. That's all like a go-to on a breakfast.
That's right. That's right.
Like Denny's, it should come with everything.
That's right. And then like when I, what I really like back, if you want to really go like old school, I used to like to get Eggo waffles.
Yeah.
And like toast the Eggo waffles and then like put the syrup sandwich on it. No, no, no.
No.
Open, well, I guess you could call it, no, not a sandwich, open face. And then get like orange cheddar cheese and put it on top.
Yeah.
And just like cut it, just eat it. And I used to demolish those weekly. It used to be an issue.
I like frying up hash browns and using the Eggo waffle as the toast.
Mm.
Then you throw the Eggo waffle, little bit of syrup, yeah, egg on top, hash browns on top, second yeah, Eggo.
Nice.
Delicious breakfast.
Nice, that's a good sandwich. Yeah. You make killer hash browns. I've had your breakfast hash browns.
Thank
with
you.
Like the peppers and stuff in them. Like,
yeah.
Delicious. And they had some meat in it, I think, sausages, when I had it, the one that you made for me.
It would have been like chicken.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah, I love breakfast as a meal. I just don't eat it at the proper time. Actually, I was figuring this out. I, on average, like, because I was reading a book on like intermittent fasting, I go about 19 hours to 20 hours in between my meals now.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. So I just kind of calculated the math on it, and I was like, holy crap, that's crazy.
So isn't it now more intermittent eating?
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, because you're going longer without eating than with eating.
Yeah, my window of eating is just like, it's 4 hours. I have a four-hour window to eat.
And like, do you eat as much as you want in that 4 hours, or usually just twice, hey, like once at the start and then once at the end?
I eat as much as I can. Like so what I do is at 2 o'clock, I'll have like a snack. Maybe a banana, maybe a banana with peanut butter, or a few apples, like
something
one or two.
To open the stomach.
Yeah, like a handful of nuts or something like that. Like, it's not a meal by any stretch. It's just like a snack.
Yeah.
And I try to make it healthy. Like, I'm going to start switching it up to like vegetables now too. And then, weird. Yeah, I know, big time. And then at dinner, I have whatever I want to have at dinner. And usually it's still healthy, but every once in a while I'll throw like McDonald's or pizza or nachos or whatever. But
and then you go hard in the paint.
Oh yeah, then I do go hard in the paint. But like more often than not, it's like, I don't know, like rice and like some form of salad of some sort, and fish, chicken, things like that. Although I love meats, I actually don't eat meat that much. Like steak is what I'm talking about, cow, beef. I don't eat it as much as I think I would like to.
But, yeah.
You know.
What's your go-to meat?
Chicken.
I didn't say that. You did.
Chicken. Come on now.
What part of the chicken, though? Like breast, leg?
Oh, I love the breast.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
You're
big
a breast
time.
Man?
Big breast man. Big time. Hands yeah. down. End of story. Like, anybody who's going for, like, the thigh or the, like, yeah, no thank you.
Or the wing?
Yeah, no. Forget that nonsense. Breast all the way. KFC breast. Ooh. It's too good. It's too good.
I'm a beef guy.
Beef?
Yeah.
What kind of steak then?
I think you know what kind of steak.
What?
Wagyu,
yeah.
Yeah, but like that's some other stuff.
That's
but
right.
But like I would probably, if we're talking cut,
yeah,
because I can't ask you what chicken.
That's right.
Right? Like, if we're going cut, I would probably say, like, roast.
Oh.
Like, a good roast.
Interesting.
It's like, you cook a good roast, mm-hmm, and then you can throw that in multiple different dishes.
That's right.
After, like, in your breakfast potatoes the next day or
that's
sandwiches
right
the next day.
That's
it's
right
very versatile.
Yeah. This is, I've picked up cooking recently, and yeah, so this is what I do on, it's for the whole week. So on Monday, roasted chicken.
Yeah.
And then I'll cut that chicken up. And then I'll roast a bunch of vegetables at night. Maybe cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, carrots, potatoes, whatever. You roast them. And so then that night, that's what you're eating. You're going to eat like slices of the chicken, with roasted vegetables, and then I'll put like a rice or a bread, a carb. That'll be Monday. Now, because you bought that chicken, the next day, now we're making club sandwiches. Get some sourdough. You got the chicken. Get some bacon, some lettuce, some tomato, some Miracle Whip, top and bottom. And then on the sides, you got your roasted vegetables again from the day before. Then, on the Wednesday, what you do is, because you're running low on that chicken now, you get some soup and you pimp out your soup. So you get like a chicken noodle and you throw the scraps of chicken in there and you got some of those roasted vegetables. You chop them up even more, throw it in the soup. Boom, Wednesday, game over.
I have a few meals that I think you would enjoy that I can teach you that are very simple.
Yeah.
One of them including chicken pot pie. You know that chicken pot pie that I... Super easy. You can make two chicken pot pies in 15 minutes.
No.
Yeah. Not counting cook time. Like you can
prep them. Yeah, the oven. Yeah, then
probably... So 30 minutes from start to plate.
No way.
Yeah. The one that I made that you tried?
Yeah.
Yeah. 30 minutes.
We're going to have to chat more about this afterwards.
Yeah. There's also if you want something a little longer, I have a really good crock pot chicken noodle soup that takes like 8 to 12 hours to cook, depending how long.
Yeah.
So you just prep it in the morning and let it cook all day, and it's ready when you come home.
Yeah.
Different stuff like that.
Nice.
It's all chicken based.
Okay.
Roast is another easy thing you can make that is very overrated, because you just get the roast, season it how you want, put the water in the bottom with potatoes, carrots, whatever vegetables, saw in the oven, and it's ready to go.
Yeah, I'm all about, like, I like a well-balanced meal, but I like it to be quick. And so now that I'm cooking every once in a while, like...
That chicken pot pie recipe I'll give you, it'll blow your mind.
Okay, cool. So we're talking about things that can be cooked under 30 minutes. What are we looking at for time?
We are at 21:59.
Okay, 21:59?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm going to shout out, and I'll go on a tangent after this, I have no doubt. Got to give another shout out to the Imagination Library this weekend. Get your tickets. One event on Friday. Sold out, sorry. Can't come to it. You snooze, you lose. There was 3 events taking place on Saturday. And I'm pretty sure like that the Saturday night was almost sold out as well. And then you got the Sunday event as well. Bring your kids. It's for a good cause. It's all good. So there we go. So I think that's it, because you and me, we have got some plans right now that we got to take care of.
Absolutely.
And so we're...
some business to do.
Yep. And my phone is blowing up.
Yeah.
About
it's buzzing.
The plans. Yeah. So we're going to not cut it short. We're going to end a little bit closer to the time that it's supposed to be.
Ending it a little early, but also a little late.
There we go. So everybody watching, thank you for tuning in. Really do appreciate it. Hope to see everybody tonight at the Imagination Library's event at the Legion. I hope you're having a great day. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, Fad, Keith Nimmer, all the boys and girls down there for your ongoing support as our title sponsor. Hope you're having a good day, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst. Yeah.